today, we want to look at a disciple as being fruitful. A disciple as being fruitful. That is full of fruit. I would like us to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Before we pray and then we can share together the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. I'll read. My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Don't let anything move you. Always give yourself completely to the work of the Lord, because you belong to Him. You know that your work is not worthless. You know that your work is not worthless. My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Don't let anything move you. Always give yourself completely to the work of the Lord, because you belong to the Lord. You know that your work is not worthless. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, the time we want to spend to look into your word, we pray that you will help us to dig out gems, treasures that will be valuable to our spiritual life and our spiritual growth, and that our life will become examples of Jesus to those around us. Thank you for answering. Beyond what we have prepared, beyond our plans, speak forth and reach deep into the areas of our life that needs you more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I would just like to read a verse of the Bible as we continue. In the book of John chapter 15, which is to me in the old first four books of the New Testament, talks about bearing fruit. John 15. Let's read verse 5 and 6. Let's see. Let's do some examination. Let's examine.
John 15.
Yeah.
I am the vine.
Yes.
You are the branches.
Yes.
If anyone
remains
joined to me, and I to him,
yes,
he will bear a lot of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything without him.
Yes.
Yeah?
Verse 6.
If anyone does not remain joined to me, he is like rises up. Mm. Branches like those are picked up. They are thrown into the fire and burned. 7. If you remain joined to me, and my words remain in you, ask for anything you wish, and it will be given to you. Verse 8. When you bear the lot of fruit,
yes,
you bring this glory to my Father.
Praise the Lord.
Show that you are my disciple.
Amen. When your life bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. I'll read that verse again. It's like the anchor of what we're looking at. Because we'll be looking at the disciples' lifestyle. We'll be looking at what exactly is our calling to discipleship. And this anchors the whole teaching about being productive or being fruitful. I'm using the word interchangeably now, productivity and fruitfulness, or being fruitful, because it's all about production. You know, we're praying about putting little time to get more results. You know, being result oriented is about productivity, it's about fruitfulness. Yes, it is the same, it's a synonym, it's the same meaning, productive, result-oriented, or bearing fruit. But the Bible also makes it very clear to us that when you live in me, your life will bear abundant fruit. You demonstrate that you are my mature disciples. will glorify my Father. So, what exactly is being fruitful? I'll define being fruitful because definition is key. We can illustrate, but illustration is not definition. Illustration is only brought about to increase our understanding of the definition. So we cannot shy away from defining what being productive is or being fruitful. And I will try and give illustrations, but productivity or fruitfulness is making the most of what you are given or what you have. You have a deposit, which is one seed, but the fruitfulness of that seed is the sprouting out and the production of many fruits over the seasons of the life of that tree. So, back to my definition, because you might be wondering, oh, why how can you define fruitfulness as making the most of what you are? Yes, because fruitfulness is in the seed. When you see a dry seed of a cocoa plant, it's dry. It looks as if it has nothing in it. But when you put it into the ground, it becomes a cocoa tree. And the cocoa tree brings forth loads of cocoa. And then you take it and make chocolate, you make your chocolate drinks and all that. Now, you can see that from a dry seed that looks as if it has no meaning in life, it becomes a tree when it's planted. So that's why I've defined fruitfulness or being fruitful or productivity as making the most of what you are. A seed will make the most of what it is by bringing forth a tree or bringing forth a plant that brings forth the fruit. So I'm not looking at the result, I'm looking at the beginning of a tree or the fruit, which is the seed that is planted. You plant one seed, but you get many things out of it. You get many fruit over seasons of a life of that tree or that plant. So once again, I would say productivity is not looking at the fruit that you are bearing, but looking at the beginning of the seed, of the process. Because you know that what you impute into the process is what will eventually bring forth the best of that seed. So, productivity or fruitfulness, again, is making the most of who you are, what you have. That is my definition of productivity. And it's just an understanding of stewardship. It's an understanding of being resourceful, of making the best of who you are, what you have. God is responsible for what He gives us. Yes, God is responsible. So you can't say, I don't have enough. The question is, you are responsible for what you use, what you have to do. We were talking early before the service started about what is really killing the world today is the greed of people. You have one seed. You are not making the best of the one you have. For example, the story of the talents. The master gave one, two, and one, five. And the one of the five made business venture by getting more five. But the one went to dig it somewhere and just kept it. He didn't even do anything with it. Now what are we saying? You are responsible for how you use the resource you are given. God is responsible for what He gives you. Now, the problem is we want to be responsible for what we don't have by saying, God did not give me. The question is, what are you doing with the one you have? Does it make sense? It's what are you doing with what you have? Oh, I have a small house. Why didn't God give me the big house? Have you managed the small house for the glory of God, as the Bible has said? Let's go back again just to read that word. It said in verse 8 of that John chapter 15 that when your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are mature disciples. Who what? Who glorify God. Who glorifies my Father. Have you glorified God with the little that you have before you are talking of having more? Because to him that is giving little, will give more because he has managed it properly. So, you want to be fruitful, start with the little. What have you done with the little you have? Praise God. I hope we understand what. So, God is responsible for what he gives you. But you are responsible for what? For how you use what he has given you. Let's take that away today. I don't have everything, but I'm responsible for the little I have. The little food I have, I can use it to win a soul. Have I done that? But I'm talking about, it's just like somebody saying, if I don't have 1 million, I can't give God. The little you have you even shared, have you even given from the little you have? Not only God, have you given, have you blessed a life, have you glorified God with the little that you have? But until I have £1 million in my account, the fact is, you don't grow big to manage. You manage to do what? To grow big. You don't grow big to manage. So what you are not now, you cannot be when you are when in future. Because we know it's by the traits you portray now that we know what you are going to be. We know that a seed will produce these fruits. Does it make sense? When you see a seed, a tomato seed, you know it will produce what? Tomato fruits. A tomato seed cannot produce orange fruits. So we know from the traits that you carry now what you can do when you become big. So what I'm saying again is, God is responsible for what he gives us, but we are responsible for how we use it. This includes our ministry, our business, the way we deal with individuals, our own individual life, parenting. This is, God has given me only one child, but I want 3 children. What are you doing with the one child that he has given you? My job for today, the job I do now is I just clean toilets. I'm meant to work in the office. The toilet job that you are doing today, how do you use it to glorify God? I remember years ago, 2011, when I was still washing and cleaning toilets in an NHS hospital in Sheffield. I would never complain. I was coming from a place where we were sitting in the office. There was a big ace. One office to you. I was favored enough to have my own office there. Yes. And I had the AC system. You know, that's the background we come from. You work in the office and they see you as a big person. That's where we have come from. So we know that. So coming into this place and then having no job there to clean toilets, I could have complained that, I just wish I would have stayed back. But I know that the future is bright. I didn't complain. What I was doing is, I was trying to focus on the better, but do this now to glorify God. So the little you have, what you have now, the pressures of life that are the heat of life, the pain of life, how are they helping you to glorify God for the big things he will bring to your path? The Bible says that I can't give you more if you don't manage the one I've given you now properly. I don't know if it makes sense. So it's not about what God gives us. It's about how we use what God has given us. I need more time. What have you done with the time that you have now? You have 24 hours. No, I wish I had 48 hours. The 24 hours you have in a day, how many souls, how many people have you impacted? So going forward, it's about to be fruitful. I think a question I would like to ask there is, how do I get to do more as a disciple in the little time? Or am I actually doing the right things? Now, because the question that many people will say, that's why people say, I need more time. Because I have a lot to do. But let's ask the question, that in the little time that we have, are we actually doing the right things to help us to produce better results and to be fruitful? So let's twist the question around, that not about how much time have I got and how little I need to do, but am I actually doing the right things in the little time I have got? Because the right step, the right things will produce the right result. The right step will produce the right result. Even a Christian cannot do the wrong thing and expect it to produce the right result. Praise God. You need to be doing the right things to produce the right results. To be fruitful, to be productive, to be able to do more, you need to be able to do the right things. You need to know what is right per time. So the question of our topic today of being disciples and being fruitful or productive is, what are the right
things I need to do to become fruitful.
Is God actually interested in our fruitfulness? Well, we can see it.
Yes, he is. In the book of John chapter 15 that we have read, God is really keen that we bear abundant fruit. Not little, not small. It's even worse when it's no fruit. He wants us, do you actually know that the word fruitful appeared in the New Testament 66 times? I tried finding that on the internet. I didn't count it myself, but I found it on the internet. So Jesus is actually interested in us becoming fruitful. He wants us to what? To be fruitful, to be successful. He wants us to be successful, to be fruitful in every area of our life. We just read it in the book of Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. It said, a godly man will do everything and it will come out with better result. It's there. So he wants us to be successful. He wants us to be fruitful in every area of our life and ministry. Okay. Let me just give us this. Genesis chapter 1. Maybe this will help. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. What does it say? Genesis 1:28. Maybe this will help us to understand that our Heavenly Father is keen about our depth of our level of fruitfulness. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, I'll read it from here. And God blessed them. And told them this. Multiply and be fruitful and subdue the earth. Do we have another version that we can read? Any other version? Let's read. Let's try and see if we can find out. Let me read
Genesis 1:28.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Yes.
This one says, God blessed them.
Yes.
He said to them, have children and increase your numbers.
Yes.
Fill the earth and bring it under your control.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the ground. Okay, look at this. Amplified says, and God blessed them. He granted them certain authority and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the head. You see, we all think the fruitful that God is only talking about is about children or about the young ones. Nah. God is not just talking about children. Yes, yes, he wants us to be fruitful children-wise. But there are still people that have decided not to get married. So, is that about just giving birth to children? No. It's about making your life replicate and glorify God. You can't kill a man that replicates. If a man decides not, or a woman decides, I don't want to have children, it's not because he or she has given children from his bowels that makes him a successful or a fruitful person. No. It's about how has he replicated God in the lives of those that he has influenced or that he has met. Let's bow our heads down and just pray this prayer here. I know it's a message time, but it just came into my heart, impressed in my heart that we should pray this prayer. Everyone I have met, everyone I would meet, let Jesus be emitted out of me to influence them. Can we just bow our heads and pray that prayer? It was one of the prayer points that we prayed during our week of fasting. That Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, anywhere I find myself, I just want to emanate with Jesus. That I can seize opportunities to preach instead of just gossiping or speaking things that are irrelevant. Because a fruitful life is a life that replicates. A fruitful life is a life that replicates. Let us pray. It's just in my spirit that we should just pray that prayer. Like, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, when I'm in the shopping mall, when I'm just shopping, can I just share Jesus? This morning we came in and we just shared Jesus. That is the love of it. That is the way it is. Do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. We just talked about Jesus just this morning. I just want to be everywhere I find myself. I want to show forth Jesus. I want to emanate. I want to infuse. I want Jesus to come up from me. You know, let them just know I'm a Jesus person. I want to be a Jesus person anywhere I find myself. I want to be a Jesus person. I want Jesus to just comfort from my mind. You say, whatever you are full with is what you will bring forth. Whatever you are full with, if you are full of food, you will belch. If you are full of life, you will give life. If you are full, that's why it says what you speak is life or death. If you are full of power, you will show forth authority. God, I want to show forth Jesus. Fill me with Jesus. Fill me with the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let me give us a testimony that I heard this morning while we were just sharing the word with Clive. Oh, he said it's Clive.
He said he has a friend that just passed away from dementia recently. He said he spoke to him about Jesus, and he said Jesus, that he felt a feeling from his head to his toe before he had dementia. He said he prayed that God spoke to this old man that's passed now, that he said it is the Holy Spirit. He said what surprised him most was when his friend had dementia, he could not recognize him, but he could still remember the power of the Holy Spirit. He was talking about it. He was saying, I remember the time that spirit came into me. But he could not remember his friend. But he remembered the encounter he had with the Holy Spirit. Wow. The man has passed now. And he said it. So it's a powerful testimony. He said anytime he takes him to help him to in the gym and all that, he said he cannot remember him anymore because of the dementia. But what he was talking about was the experience he had with the Holy Spirit. That the way the Holy Spirit came upon him. So the Holy Spirit is real. What you are full of is what you will give out. If you are full of life, you will give life out. What you are full of, so for you to be fruitful, you need to be full of the source of fruitfulness. Praise God. Praise God. I just feel in my spirit I should just spend some time again to just pray. Oh, I've not even gone to cut out the message that the Spirit is leading us in this way. Can we just bow our heads again and just, according to the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it said we should be fruitful, and we know that this fruitfulness is not about childbearing. Are we still here? Are we still here?
Yes, yes, yes.
This fruitfulness is not about childbearing, no. It's about showing the person of God. Can we just bow our heads and pray? That God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be real to me. Can we pray that prayer together in faith? Lord, be real to me. Oh, Holy Spirit, be real to me. Holy Spirit, I want to... If I'm full of the Spirit of heaven, if I am full of the Spirit of heaven, I will be fruitful. If I am full of the Spirit of heaven, I will be fruitful. If I am full of God, I will be fruitful. Can we just pray that prayer that God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, to replicate you in the life of the people I meet. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to be fruitful by your investment in my life, Holy Spirit. Oh, to be fruitful, to be replicating the person of Jesus in every meeting I have. Oh, Holy Spirit, become real to me. Holy Spirit, become real to me. Holy Spirit, become real to me. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, fruit bearing, which is a compulsory fact for a Christian, brings glory to God. You see, our mission here, our purpose is to bring glory to God. You see, I was thinking, I said, when we become Christians, when we give our life to God and we say, God, I want you to live my life in me, be my full, fill me to the brim and help me to live a life full of you. Why can't God just kill us and take us home? Can we ask ourselves that question genuinely? That why is it that after we have given our life to Jesus, we just go to heaven? Why is it? It's easier. It's not easy. Just, God, I give my life to you, bam, we go. We'll be in heaven. But he has left us in this place for a reason. To bring glory to him by bearing fruit. fruit. That is one. To bring glory to him by bearing fruit. And that is why in John 15, 8, it says it there. I'll just say it in my own words. I have left you here as disciples to bear abundant fruit. I have decided in me as your Father in heaven to leave you in the earth after you have given your life to me so that you can bear abundant fruit as my disciples and give glory to my name. That is it. I am not going to take you until I am ready. In the 80 years I have told that you are going to be living there, you have given your life to me, but I am not taking you at 40 when you give your life to me. Stay in the earth and show glory to me by bearing more fruit. So we need to bear fruit because it brings glory to God. Actually, in verse 8, it says it there, that you are a demonstration of mature disciples. In this verse I'm reading here, it says, you are a demonstration of a mature disciple. You are a demonstration of mature disciple. He said, yea, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that ye be my disciples. So that ye be my what? My disciples. It means that disciples are shown by the fruits that they do what? That they bear. He said, by this shall men know you. By what? By the fruits you bear shall men know you. By the fruits you bear shall men know you. I'm just trying to help us. I'll just read this verse again and see if this helps us. But if you live your life in me and my word lives in you, in your heart, you will ask whatever you like and it will come and to come true for you. This is how my Father will be glorified. In your becoming, my Father will be glorified in your becoming fruitful. My Father, Jesus was saying that God, the person of God, is Father. I don't want to deviate into the talk of the Trinity, but I'll just quickly say that people are questioning that, is there Trinity? Yes, there is. The understanding I'll quickly give unto us, which I got, and I am grateful to God for this revelation, is that God is one being but three persons. Now, the person of the Father, the person of the Son, and the person of the Holy Spirit are three different persons, but there is only one being of God. Now, human beings are one being and one person. I am one person and I am one human being. But God is one being, a spirit being, but three persons. I don't want to go into the definition of that again, but now, the Son, the person of the Son, is saying that my Father is being glorified in you becoming fruitful. Are we still here? My Father is glorified by you becoming fruitful and being my disciples. My Father is glorified by you becoming fruitful and being my disciples. So, the first thing we said is fruit bearing brings glory to God. We can see it there. Fruit bearing makes us confirmed as disciples. Also, God wants us to bear much more fruit. Not just little fruit, but much more. Abundant. Plenteous. Dynamous. Big. Consistent. Abundant. 1,000-fold. God wants us to bear abundant. Abundance is much more. Abundance is indestructible. Plenteous. Uncountable. Magnificently plenty. Yes, that is abundance. So God wants us to bear much more fruit. I will end with this. Because we have a long way to still go on this. I think we'll continue this series next week in this our series of discipleship lifestyle, being fruitful. We'll continue next week. But I'll end on this and with this thought. God wants me to bear much more fruit. We know that. We become what God wants us to be when we use, manage resourcefully the provision of God. Listen, we become what God wants us to be It means that when God is if God is responsible for what He gives us, and we are responsible for how we use it, God is now saying that, well, it is now being said that we will get to the fullness of what we ought to become. We will get to the fullness of what we ought to become by the way we manage, by the way we use, and by the way we resourcefully plan the provisions of God. Can we just read John chapter 15 verse 16 and just spend some time there and see? You didn't choose me, but I have chosen and commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit, and your fruits will last, because whatever you ask of my Father for my sake, He will give to you. Praise the Lord. Oh, you did not choose me. I have chosen you, and I have commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit, and your fruit will last, because whatever you ask of my Father for my sake, He will give to you. Wow, this is powerful. You did not choose me. I have chosen you and commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit, and your fruits will last, because whatever you ask of my Father for my sake, He will give to you. Wow, this is powerful. Bearing fruit is the purpose of our salvation. Our salvation is not just to get us to heaven. We are saved to serve, because the investment of Jesus in our life is to produce fruit. God wants me to bear much fruit. We now will become what God wants us to become when we use, plan, manage resourcefully the provision of God. So go away from here today knowing fully that whatever fruit you bear should glorify, and it is to glorify God. Go away from here today that bearing fruit is the key to your disciples' lifestyle. Go away from today knowing that you are being a disciple. You are being a disciple when you bear fruit. Go away from today that you are supposed to bear much more fruit than you are bearing now. I want you to also know that you become what you ought to become in God when you use, manage resourcefully the provisions of God for your life. God is responsible for what He gives, but you are responsible for how you use it. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you and commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit, and your fruit will last, because whatever you ask of my Father for my sake, He will give to you. Next week we will continue from here, but I want us to bow our heads down and pray.